And now? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mr. Webster still has Lyman Abner's report on the health-promoting properties in Grandpappy Spears Spring, and he still hasn't started accepting investments in the proposed health resort. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down Stirling Library discussing a rumor which Abner's heard.
Well, now, I know I heard something like that long.
Oh, that's just some gossip you heard somewhere, Abner. Leastways, thought you did.
Huh?
You can't depend on gossip, because that stuff's never right.
Yeah, long, but this ain't exactly gossip, I don't think. Caleb Weehawk said that Grandpappy Spears and Mr. Webster had a big meeting twixt themselves last night, and then they held another this morning. He ought to know.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Huh?
Grandpap's president of the company, ain't he?
Well, yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with him and Mr. Webster having some meetings.
Well, no, but see, Izzy Seastonk said that Grandpap was kind of talking like he was going to own a lot of that health resort that we're going to build.
Well, he ought to own a big share of it.
Huh?
It ain't no more than right. After all, it's his spring there that we're building the health resort around, ain't it?
Well, yeah.
If it weren't for that healthy spring water there, well, there wouldn't be no sense of building the hotel and all that stuff.
Well, no, I reckon not.
Oh, I'm glad to see him getting a good share of the company. He deserves it. He's lived on that place for years and years.
Yeah, I know.
If anybody ought to make any money out of it, it ought to be Grandpap.
Yeah, well.
Be nice for Aunt Charity, too.
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's nice for him, I reckon, but...
There's a deserving woman if we'll ever know one.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
she's got a preserved seat in the better world if anybody in this town has.
Yeah, she's pure gold. I just hope that Grandpap leaves a little share of it for us, though.
Well, don't worry. There'll be plenty of shares for everybody.
They will, huh?
Well, sure. The only reason me and you won't get too big of a share is that we ain't got enough to invest in the first place.
Well, what was that? Come over that again, Lum. I believe I jumped the track back there somewhere.
I just said we can't expect a very big share in the health resort company because we ain't got much money to invest in it.
Oh,
it's just like that old Eddard saying, we have to have money to make money, looks like.
Yeah, I reckon that's just the way things... Have to have money to make money. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, see, the
idea... If you don't got money, well, what do you need to make any for long?
Well, that's sort of the idea of it. Only you've got the wrong slants on it.
Huh?
You see, if you ain't got no money, you can't make none.
You can't.
Got to have something to get started on. Make the invest.
Oh? Well, how does a feller get started?
Well, for instance... Let's say he takes $1,000 and invests it. First thing you know, he's got $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah, and then he takes the $10,000 and invests that.
Now, just a minute. I'll back that up now. Where did he get that first $1,000?
That's what he started with.
Yeah, but where did he get it to start with? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, he just, he had that.
I know he did. You done told me that long, but what I want to know is, where did he get it? Did he steal it?
Of course not.
I bound you he did, the way you keep dodging the question. He's
Abner,
a thief.
He never stole the money. Now, you can get that out of here right out of your head.
Well, what'd he do then? Just find it somewhere?
No, he more than likely took $100 and invested it in something, and the first thing you know, he had $1,000.
Well, I'll be bad, man. Doggy, where'd he get the $100?
I don't know, Elmer.
Mom, you showing out he ain't stealing that money somewhere?
No, of course he ain't.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds to me like he's getting that money awful easy there for some reason or
another. Well, he's just a smart businessman, that's all.
Well, he's smart at something, I can say that for him, feller. Make $10,000 that way. That easy.
He just knows how to make good invest.
Oh, he must. He must.
As far as the $100 goes, he more than likely worked and saved it up, I reckon.
What sort of work did he do?
I don't know, Abner. Any kind of work he could save $100.
Yeah, I just wonder what a fella could do to save $100. I might go into the off like
cut out chewing tobacco and stuff like that.
Cut out?
Mm-hmm.
You mean cut out them little squares of it that you buy?
No, quit chewing tobacco. Save his money.
Make $100?
Yeah, near popcorn, go to picture shows or anything like that.
Doggies, I don't chew, but I'll start it up and quit it if I can make $100 doing it. I'll tell you, that's easy money right there. I'll take that job.
Anybody ought to be able to save $100. Start out with nothing. Not even have a nickel.
Oh. He never had a nickel, this fella?
I don't know.
Yeah. All I can say is, Mom, that you sure picked a poor fella to use for example of what you's telling me.
Picked a poor fella?
Yeah. You said he never had nothing to start out with, not even a nickel. Well, first thing you know, he's got $10,000. And here on the other hand, just a minute ago, you saying that you had to have money to make money. He never had but a nickel.
Oh, well, what I meant, but... let's see now. What did I mean?
Yeah, what did you mean?
Get a fella sort of mixed up.
I know one thing. I'd like to go in partnerships with that fella. What's his name anyway, Mom?
Who?
This fella's making all that money.
Oh, I don't know. I just used him for an example.
I know you did, but what's his name? You know he's got a name, Mom.
Well, it could be most anybody.
Yeah, but just who is it? That's what I want to know.
Now,
just
look, at the whole idea. When I said
I know
a fella
that he must have stole that money, Lum, the way you're trying to hide him. He stole it, sure as a world, and you know it.
I told you he never stole the money. He made it all honest.
Well, all right, if he's so honest and upstanding, what are you so afraid to tell me his name for then?
All right, if it'll make you happy, we'll say John Doe or John Smith.
Which one of them?
All right, we'll make it John Smith.
John Smith, huh?
Yeah. Now, are you satisfied?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Just want to know who it was. Hard to believe, though. You sure you got that straight, Lum?
Of course I am.
You mean old Uncle John Smith, Lou Smith's brother?
He's as good a John Smith as any, I reckon.
Why, that varmint.
Varmint?
That snake in me weeds. You know that old man owed me $4 now for over a year, and just last Friday he stood right out there on our front porch and looked me right in the eye and told me he never had a dime to his name.
Owed you some money?
Yes, sir, $4, and he said he never had a dime to his name.
He's owing the store some money.
Well, that's me, ain't it? I'm a partnership of it.
Well, just recollect that if he ever pays you.
Just stood out there, that smile on his face.
Oh, well, Al,
if he was broke. Running around here with $10,000 in his pocket.
Well, now, just to
say... Because I'm going over there, that makes me mad. I'm going to collect that money and plow off that lower 40 with him.
Look, he come back here, Abner, and sit down here.
Huh?
I never meant Uncle John was actually one. I just...
You said that you was posse that was him.
Look, Abner, all I was doing was just using that name for example. It wasn't really him.
You sure?
Why, sure, I'm sure.
Who was it then? Wait, was it Charlie Withers?
Charlie Withers.
Yeah, that might be where you got mixed up, Lum. You know, Charlie and Uncle John, they look enough alike to be own blood brothers. Was that who it was, Charlie?
Yeah, yeah. Let's say it was Charlie.
Ah. You sure this time?
Yeah, I'm sure. Anything to get this settled.
My doggies, there's another varmint that owes me money. I'm going over to his place, Lum, and tell that critter...
Oh, for goodness sake, Abner, come back here. It wasn't Charlie Withers, neither. Sit down there now.
For the land's sakes alive. Who was it then?
I don't know.
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind, Lum. You tell me it was one fella, and then I'm going to jump on him, and you start telling me it was somebody else. I want my money.
It ain't nobody, I don't think.
Lum, I bound his Uncle John. You're just trying to protect him.
I ain't no such
yes,
thing.
Yes, you are. I can see it now. You're just trying to get in good with him since you found out he's rich. You just want to be on his side.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I'd dog his Lum, Edwards. I'd be ashamed of myself if I was you. Turning again me your old true friend just for a few paltry dollars.
One, to goodness, Abney. You can get yourself carried further away than any six humans in the whole universe.
Lum, look me square in the eye. Look here. Look me in the eye.
I'm looking at you.
All right, just don't glance off that way now. Look at me now. Right,
all right
there.
What is it?
Just admit the whole thing.
For
now.
Goodness sakes. Can't you understand it? It wasn't Uncle John or Charlie Withers or nobody else in Pine Ridge.
Well, who was it then? Doggies, you got my curiosity surrounded up here. I can't hardly stand it, Mom.
Abner, does any fella by the name of John Doe owe you any money?
John Doe, No, not that I know of. Why'd he say he did?
No. Have you got anything against anybody named John Doe?
No.
Do you know anybody named John Doe?
No, I don't believe I do. Doe.
Well, good. That's who it is, then. John Doe.
Well, Doggett, I'm sure glad we got that settled.
You're glad? I'm practical hysterical with joy myself.
Whereabouts does this Mr. Doe live at?
I don't know.
Cherry Hill?
Abner, he don't actually live no place.
He don't? You mean he's a tramp?
Oh, me.
No, because I'll say one thing for him. He must be a smart tramp to make all that money without doing no work at all.
Listen now. Wait a minute, though. There comes Grandpappy Spears. I never was so glad to see anybody else in my whole life.
Wonder if Grandpap's heard about that feller, Doe.
I know one feller that don't want to hear about him no more.
I told you. I want... Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy, howdy.
Come on back. Come on back here.
Yeah, how are you today, Grandpa?
I'd rather you fellas wouldn't call me Grandpa no more, if you don't mind.
Huh?
I'd rather you'd refer to me as Mr. Spears.
Mr. Spears?
Yeah, that's a heap more dignified for a fella that's head of a big company like I am.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, say, Mr. Spears, I know where we can get an awful big investor for the company. A smart tramp from Cherry Hill named Charlie Dole.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Abner, will you forget that?
Well, Lum, a tramp ain't got no use for his money. Might just as well put it in the health resort.
Yes, sir, I don't know where me and Mr. Webster are going to need no investors for our company or not, fellas.
I ain't going to need no investors.
What do you mean by that, Grandpa?
Well, I can't tell you just yet, Lum. All I can say now is this. You fellas are looking at a future millionaires.
Millionaires?
Yes, sir. I've always said you don't have to have money to make money.